Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
I'm hungry.
We have candy upstairs.
I need substance.
Pretzels filled with peanut butter.
I had a peanut butter and agave syrup sandwich instead of honey, because we don't have honey.
You should go to honey. Agave's bad for you.
Is it agave's bad? Why is everything bad?
I don't know.
I thought it was supposed to be better for you.
No.
You know what that smartwatch is putting in your bloodstream right now?
Radiation.
Mark of the beast.
I want this to be the intro to the podcast. We're just talking like old people about how everything's going to kill you.
You know what else is going to kill you?
What?
Fruit roll-ups. You roll them. You stick them in your mouth. Choking hazard. Right there. Fruit roll-ups. Mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast.
Have you seen that Monster Energy drink YouTube video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, where they like break it down like this is a
triple.
Like
down.
It's a 666. Monster. Mark of the beast.
Welcome to Unfiltered Marketing, where we were just unfiltered for the first 2 minutes.
This is actually being recorded, that whole segment?
Mark of the Beast.
Oh, gosh.
People have already
strap
like...
strap in.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like that voice. It's creeping me out.
In the world.
Now you sound like a trailer.
Yeah. That's my goal.
That's your goal?
No.
Should be.
I'm just listening to
myself. I bet that guy makes a lot of money. Oh, I feel like it's the same guy for everyone.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people. There's people that emulate the guy,
too. So all they do is sit at a microphone like this all day and just read scripts.
Yeah.
Maybe not even all day.
While they get to like watch the movie that they're speaking to.
Here's what they do is once every 2 weeks, someone gives them the script and they record it and they send it over and get paid gobs and gobs.
Just once every 2 weeks, how they keep up with all the movie trailers.
Well, there's multiple people.
No.
But they all speak the same when you see them in public. Hello, how are you doing?
In a world. In a backyard where I'm cooking my steak. One man.
We are in the wrong business.
Yeah.
Let's all quit and go be trailer voiceovers.
In a world where tortilla stands, we're life. Yeah.
What's that movie?
That's that comedian that does the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is get down, little tortilla boy. Who is it?
What's the guy's name?
I'm trying to think. I've heard it.
I'll pull it up after this thing.
Cool. Cuckoo. Cool. Not my tortillas. Mi tortillas.
So, if you're a small fry listening, you should quit your job and become a trailer voiceover person. Yeah. That's our advice to you.
That's our advice.
And podcast done. Stay unfiltered. Okay, but for real, Z.
Okay.
Today, it's kind of a bittersweet day for us. Nevin's already crying. Let's just tell you who's in the room. You've got Anna West on the mic.
Zach Doyle.
And Kevin Costner. I mean, Nevin Rosner.
And just flip their voices to the name that they said they were. But it's a little bittersweet because we are wrapping up season 3 of Unfiltered Marketing. We've been doing this for what? A little over a year now? Year and a half?
18 months.
Yeah. Well, you have a kid. You're talking in months now.
I've been working here
exactly for 37 months.
How old's your kid? Oh, about 127 months.
I haven't.
They're 12, okay? Your kid's 12 and a half. Anyway, I don't even know if I did that math right.
You did.
I did?
I was kind of impressed.
Oh, my gosh. My husband would be so proud of me.
12 times 10 if he...
No, it's it'd be 12.
Would you say 12 and a half, so it'd be 100.
Oh, crap.
127 is less than 12. It'd be 144. So you're roughly 10 years.
You said 12 and a half, though.
10 years and 7 months.
This conversation is killing me. Anyway, we've been doing this for a year and a half, was our point.
10 years and 7 months.
18 months, 10 days, 36 minutes, and 46 seconds.
Get down! It's a trap.
And we are...
It is hot in here.
Oh my gosh. This podcast is like three ADHD kids like decided to do a podcast. ADHD.
Why are we so sad right now? We're so excited.
Are there any... Yeah, they're open too. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so anyway, we're wrapping up season three because it's time to wrap up season three. But also, we're going to be taking a break. Not permanent.
Just... We were on a break!
And this is also your movie quote podcast.
Literally.
Ooh, that would be fun to have a podcast where you can only speak in movie quotes. I feel like you guys could do that. For sure, you and Dylan could.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, oh, but, yeah. But oh, sure. So, a couple quotes from Fargo. How does Dylan have quotes from like 1980s movies? His that kid was born in the late 90s.
His parents raised him to watch good movies. Hmm. Anyway, so while we take a break, we're going to be focusing some of our efforts on vlogging.
Vlog.
Zach, tell the people what a vlog is.
Vlog, back in 2004, the word video and the word blog was mashed together into the word vlog. You had back in the ancient days of YouTube, vlog was a term used for primarily about two dozen people that were vlogging to their audience. Mm-hmm. So vlogging today, in common vernacular. Vlogging
is still a video blog.
It's still a video blog. So it's people talking to a camera about their life.
Well, let's talk about how they've evolved, because 2004 was 14 years ago. I did that math pretty easily.
14 months, 10.
Anyway.
So, I don't know the math.
It's like 148.
No. That would be 12 not even years. Close.
Anyway.
Keep going.
But it seems like it's kind of coming back around in a way.
Yeah. You know, vlogging has not gone away, but it's changed over the years. Yes. Much like blogging has changed over the years.
True. My Zanga account no longer exists.
Yeah. She go.
Let's thank everyone for that. I was so emo. I'm pretty sure I've referenced my Zanga account on this podcast like probably five times.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say five times. I heard five times. Yeah.
So just emo,
in this,
huh?
Yeah. Just in this season. Yeah.
Just full of Hawthorne Heights movie link or a music video.
No,
links?
Probably like, you know, the emotions of my breakup and my high school relationships. And
Do you know, did I tell you what my Zanga name was?
No.
Nothing More to Say, 58.
Oh, mine was Bandana, I felt like it was so 13 or something like
Bandana.
That.
Yeah. I felt like Edgar Allan Poe or something, like super like emo.
Yeah, Nothing More to Say.
Yeah. Anyways.
What was yours? Did you have a Zanga, Nevin?
Nope. Hmm.
Missed out.
I played Jenga.
I watched Jumanji. No. There's a movie. No,
close, but that's...
Rhyme. You're
nice
rhyming.
Bud.
I was thinking about Jay.
Oh, gotcha.
So anyways. About these videos, eh? Like, are you guys going to film them here or what?
That's Nevin's cousin, Devin.
Man, I wish we would have figured that out earlier.
And had him sing.
Yeah.
Talk in two voices.
Well, welcome, Devin. Talk. Devin just walked through the room.
Hey there, boss.
So you guys are related because you're from Wisconsin, right? Devin, I'm talking to you.
South Dakota?
No, I thought you were from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is going to be the worst podcast ever.
Excuse the smell there, guys. Just got off the farm. Milked the cows this morning. Holy smokes.
Farm?
Two dairy farms, actually. You know, one's got some brown cows in it, and one's got some white cows.
There's brown dairy cows? Why am I talking like that now? There's brown dairy
cows.
Well,
where do you think chocolate milk comes from?
He set you up for that.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was so dumb.
That was called a spike.
Yeah.
He set you up real good. Did a little...
Wow.
So
if you're still listening,
I'm so sorry.
God bless
does
you.
It, Does this smell like Updog in here?
I know that one. Anyway.
Office reference. You heard of it?
What's Shed up, dog?
Mm. Not much. What's up with you?
Anyway. So.
Bam! Bam, bam!
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
How do we bring this back?
This is going to be a lot of editing for you.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's my fault.
Some of it needs to stay, though, because that's just too funny. All right. So anyway, what we're saying is we're going to take some time to focus on pushing out more video content for SJC marketing.
Yeah. It's not you. It's me.
It is you, Nevin. But really, we're going to stay unfiltered. So we're just shifting from our unfiltered podcast to some unfiltered
video content. Booyah.
So let's talk about what we have discussed this season, which was turning small fries into big guys, or also how as a small fry, you can still push out marketing efforts like a big guy. We've talked about a lot of video marketing stuff because that's just, it's 2018. You gotta be doing video.
Is now, is today, is happening.
We've also talked about good design and branding. We were able to have our designer, Tony Barman, on the podcast a few episodes, which was really awesome to get his input and hear about his background from working in illustration and corporate now to working with smaller companies and helping them get good design. We introduced you to our weird interns. We talked about sales versus marketing. I think we let Nevin talk on that one because he likes to do sales.
And he likes to talk.
Yeah. So if you are just now tuning into this episode, we promise you.
I'm so sorry.
The previous ones were not as chaotic. But we've got some good stuff on there. We've also got two other seasons of really great content to listen to. So again, this isn't a goodbye forever. It's just a see you later. But we'd love for you to tune in to our vlogs that we'll be doing. If you'd like to see a little sample of the talent behind those vlogs, you can look at our Facebook page, find our live video that we recorded of our Kansas City office tour. Nevin was the star of that production, along with Dylan, who is no longer an intern. He is now an account coordinator that's on more permanently with us.
Yeah, we'll make him be a part of these videos too.
Yeah. So
he's pretty good on screen.
They will not be boring. We can guarantee you that. But they will also be really beneficial. You'll get to see some behind the scenes stuff, some actual meat behind all of the services that we provide. So Nevin, you want to just dish out a few of teasers of the kinds of things they can expect from these?
Oh.
We talked about,
I think there'll be a lot of almost some day in the life of. So we want you to see some behind the scenes, both of our St. Joe office, which is our HQ, as well as the Kansas City office. You're going to kind of be able to get into the shoes of each one of our folks that work here in different departments. So you'll be able to see what Tony's working on from a design perspective and then get some, like, you know, real life clips of him actually working on some of the design on his computer, or Zach potentially shooting a video and we can have somebody else kind of film Zach filming. Whether it's jumping in a vehicle, jumping in a car with me to go to a client meeting, kind of see what the day of in the life of
sales.
That
would be terrifying. You're a horrible driver.
Well, I would not be filming and driving because that is not safe.
No, it would be terrifying for the person that had to go with you.
They would think it'd be an episode of The Walking Dead. Just kidding. I'm sorry. I've never driven.
I'm sure you're a safe driver. You're just a speed demon.
Well, okay. I don't go that fast.
You need a Toyota hybrid?
77 and a 70? Come on.
I call BS.
The needle's below the 8. Or above the 8.
Right. That's not 77. Above the 8 is like 80 something.
Above the 8 would be 77, 78.
Are you talking about the RPM?
Or? No, on the odometer. The needle.
Oh, I'm talking about the speedometer.
Odometer is the speedometer. Not odometer, is the mileage. Yeah, that's right. The speedometer goes like this.
I'm really glad you're in marketing.
Right.
Yeah, cars. I know nothing about vehicles.
Oh my gosh.
I have two speeds. Fast.
And faster.
And the fastest. Fast and flash. Okay.
There were two highway patrolmen on the commute this morning. Did you see them? Well, you came later.
They were off on the side of the road with lights on. They were checking something out. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yes. So you'll see behind the scenes of both offices. Maybe we can bring in some guests on the video blog. Maybe some clients of ours.
Do you think he'd be willing to come?
Devin, you want to come, buddy?
Oh, it just depends on when I get these chores done, you know? Just got some long freaking working days. Holy smokes, I woke up. That's enough, Devin. All right. So he might be there.
Yay.
Depending on when he gets off the farm.
Are you guys twins?
We're cousins. Oh. So, no, we're not twins.
Are you?
We're cousins. I'm doing air quotes right now.
Anyway,
you said South Dakota, not or Wisconsin.
No, he's from Wisconsin.
My cousins are from Arkansas.
He's just trying to be funny. He thinks South Dakota's funny. Mm-hmm. Such a weirdo.
It's like a northern joke. It's like, oh, I'm from South Dakota. No, I'm from Minnesota.
I don't know.
Oh gosh. Okay.
So just think of the show The Office, right? That's kind of what this video blog is going to be like. Minus showing you some Jim behind the scenes.
And bam!
Minus Jim.
Minus all of the awesome characters.
Well, then it's, well, yeah. Okay, fair. We'll make it our own show. Mm. We'll call it, I don't know.
TBD.
TBD.
I mean, isn't it called Unfiltered, though?
The Unfiltered Office.
The Unfiltered Office. I like it.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Unfiltered, we really will at have the to office. Bleep.
Some people.
We might have to.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
I'm very excited.
Well, you're excited because you're the video guy.
I'm the video guy.
Well, and the podcast guy.
And the podcast guy.
It'll be awesome. Do we know when these are going to start?
Like next month.
Next month.
I mean, they'll probably start.
If you're in the future, they might be already out because depending on when you listen to this. And if you're still listening to this.
God
There's
bless
no
you. You're a true fan.
Value to this marketing.
But also, we could be doing some podcast blasts here and there. For Maybe sure. There's something crazy that happens in the marketing world we want to give a little response to. You're not done hearing from us.
You're not done. You're never done. I think it was.
We will find you.
I think when we started 18 months ago, way back in the day, it was an experiment. And I really feel like, you know, even it was a success because we had a lot of great conversations and I really felt like there was a huge value, even from season one.
Right.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing from the podcast, and Anna touched on it just a little bit, but hopefully what listeners have gained by listening to these topics, especially this season three, is that as a small fry, you certainly can market yourself just like the big guys do. I mean, I just listened to a podcast this morning where they talked about Coca-Cola and Geico as an example. They were having like 293 likes on their Instagram posts. That's not huge, right? Like a small fry that's got 1,500 followers on Instagram can certainly get that quantity of likes. So don't feel like because you're not a Coke or because you're not a Geico insurance that you can't have the level of impact from your marketing efforts as they can, because they can certainly do better. And you can easily match a 293 like, especially if you have, you know, if you start boosting your followers. And that's certainly where SJC Marketing can get involved in helping you reach those numbers. My thing is just hopefully people that have listened realize that sure, it takes time, it takes effort, or it takes, you know, money to pay us because we'll certainly do it for you. But you can market yourself just like a big guy, even if you are a small fry.
Yeah, I think it just, you can take what you've heard and be like, yeah, I can totally tackle that. I feel comfortable with it. That's in my wheelhouse. And it might lead you to a place where you're like, man, I just need someone to help me come up with a strategy of how to carry all of this out. And it needs to be someone that has expertise that I don't possess. Or it might be, I can do this, but I need you to do this. So,
right. Yeah, we live in the heartland. So I've always been raised around a cornfield. And one of the wisdom tips from the farmers is the idea of crop rotation. And I think this is a experiment of rotating from podcasting to video. Mm-hmm. I'm always a fan of throwing stuff against a wall and seeing if it sticks and having a new idea and exploring a different place. Because then when you rotate it, it's always going to help the life of all the channels that you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, I'm looking forward to when we're back on the air for a podcast, because it means we're going to have a great idea and it's going to come and it's going to explode in your ears and it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
But we really feel like vlogging is going to be the same value.
Mm-hmm. So for sure. And you actually get to see our crazy faces instead of just listen to our voices.
We're some good looking people, y'all.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that got weird.
At least, Zach, you're a good-looking man. Yeah.
Thanks.
Especially with
there's
that
at least
fresh
one
cut.
Other person in the office that looks really good. My wife works.
Your wife works here.
We won't get involved with that. Throw some cold water on them quick. All of that to say, if there are still questions that you have or topics that you would even love to see covered with our video content, send us an email. You can do that at info@sjc.marketing, or you can reach us on any of our social media platforms at @marketingsjc. So you could DM us on Instagram, send us a tweet, send us a Facebook message, send us a LinkedIn message. You can message us. You can find us.
Sneak into them DMs.
You know, slide into them DMs. No, I'm
fine. Why is that a thing? Sliding into DMs.
That's just, why is anything that we say a thing?
I just
that's
heard it.
Fire! The in fuego.
I just watched Ariana Grande and James Corden's Carpool Karaoke.
Oh.
And she was doing that a lot, like, that's fire. Yeah, that's fire. And I'm like,
oh. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh.
Let's just come up with something else. Like, yo, bro, that's ice.
Yo, bro, icy. That's turf.
Ice, ice, baby.
Vanilla.
And
chocolate.
We have to stop.
This is so down. Copyright infringement.
Wow. What if we sing the words wrong? Is it then still copyright infringement?
Gotta be nice, nice, baby.
Go, don't work with other people, and don't listen. Fires back with a old rendition.
Ooh,
my mayo. Man. Spitting some words. That's ice.
That's so ice.
That's baby. So ice.
Let's start saying that upstairs.
Fire, fire, old lady.
Fire, fire.
All
right.
Anyway.
That's so ice, bro.
Okay.
So ice.
We're really sad to see ourselves go. Is that a thing to say?
We're going
to
miss you.
We're going to miss you. You may or may not miss us.
You're going to miss us.
You're going to miss us.
We're not going anywhere beyond in front of the camera instead of the mic.
In front of the microphone.
You know, if as an alternative, if you miss us in your ears, you can just go to our vlogs and just not watch the video and just listen to us.
Yeah, or go back and listen to all three seasons of Unfiltered.
Binge it.
Replay and be like, oh, binge wow, listen. They were so funny.
So ice.
They were just so wise. The weirdest bunch of marketers I ever paid attention to.
Yeah. And if you're in the year 4000 and you're listening to this podcast, I just want to hear the future marketing tips that you have.
Yeah. Also, we'll be dead.
Will we, though?
Unless you're Methuselah 2.0.
Well, Devin lives eternally, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Devin's already left. He had to go check his corn. When you talked about the corn rotation, he was like,
he's got corn and smokes. Cows.
Yeah, jump on a combine and get over to cornfields, you know. You know what they say, rain makes corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes me feel very frisky in the tractor.
I thought Devin left. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyway, all that to say, we're not going anywhere as far as...
We're still on the internet.
Yeah, we're still. You can still find us on the interweb, so yeah.
Just know that I'll be there for you.
Oh my gosh.
I really wish you could see Nevin right now.
That's why we're switching to video, actually, is because there's just too much good content that is not seen when we podcast.
I like to be heard, not seen.
We know.
Or no, I like to be seen and heard.
We know.
Please, let me be in front of you. Please. Let me do it.
If there's someone that missed his acting calling, it's Nevin. So
how do you know I missed it?
It's about to happen at SJC Unfiltered video.
Listen, I may or may not have been an extra on the Ides of March.
For real?
Yeah. Filmed in 2010 at Xenia High School. I sat in the bleachers.
This is the second time I've heard this story.
George Clooney was not present. They just did two films or two takes, but I was back there. You can't really see me. I'm just a cloudy image, but I was there.
What have you not done?
That is a better question.
Birthed a baby.
Nor will you ever.
Nor will I ever.
Congratulations.
All right. That's it for now, y'all. Still, all together now.
Stay unfiltered.
That's so ice.
In fuego.
Okay.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC. or visit our website, sjc.marketing.